It is the status of corporations, particularly with respect to ribbis, and of course it affects other areas of halacha as well. And I will be primarily following this beautiful sefer called Nesiv Shalom by Rabbi Gelber, Shlita of Yerushalayim, who talks about this in his comment, although it starts in on Kuf Nuntes about Goyim. That's where it comes up right away. Who's a Goy? He's always worried about who's a Jew, right? This is who is a Goy. And he happens to discuss it, not in, he makes a reference, it's referred to it Simon Kuf Ayin Gimel. That's what it's discussed. Simon Kuf Ayin Gimel Siv Tes. Those who want to look it up, I'll be referring to a summation of Siv Katan Lamed Gimel to Mem Beis, which on these pages is page Tuf Ayin Vav to Tuf Pei. V'yesh Adonu Lahatir Halva Lechera Be'eravon Mukbal. That means limited, LTD, that's the expression that's used throughout the world. We call it CEO, Inc., but that's what they call it, limited, the same thing. Mishum shel lefi chukei ha'arkos, ha'chevra eina mugderes k'shutfus shel kol bale ha'monios. It's not considered a partnership of all the stockholders. El ha'chevra yiguf bifnei atzma. An independent entity. V'lechein ein l'syachas la'avol l'chevra nimtes bifalos Yisrael k'alvol l'Yisrael shesh b'siribis. It's an abstraction. It's an entity which is not human. And if you're not human, you can't be over any Averis. Before talking about a Jew or a guy, you have to first be a human being, right? They talk about, you know, Domem, Tzomeh, Chaim, Medaber, and they talk about Yisrael, but you have to first be a human being, a Medaber, a corporation, some kind of a Goylem, I don't know, a different entity, so it doesn't fit into the whole pattern. This is what some suggest. And he quotes this from the Maram Shik, suggested. And the Marashak, I hope you know all these Gdolim are, the Maram Shik was a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. The Marashak, Rav Shimon Greenfeld, was a Talmud from the same school, a generation or two later, lived into the earlier part of the 20th century. He thinks it's impossible. And I quote, Dim bale hamenoyos einem balim, if the stockholders are not the owners of the company, then who is? The ain din Torah makir klal b'balas me'ain zu. There's no such thing as an abstraction owned by a corporation, a company, a limited. It doesn't work. And the poshut shall be din Torah bali hamanoyos hein bali achem. It's obvious to the Marashag that the owners of the corporation are simply the stockholders. And therefore, the first attempt at solving the problem of corporations is, at least according to this opinion, rejected. Of course, no rejection is complete. There are those who insist that really it's true, and the corporation is a separate entity. And there is, he says, ain't a Torah, ain't in Torah market klal. It may exist in other contexts. It may be a context of, nichse hektish, that belongs to all of Klal Yisrael, the Be'er Hagola they talk about in the various Gemaras. Maybe even a Tfusas Abayis, in the Baba Basra, an estate, maybe some kind of a separate entity. But that two people can get together and create, and by American law, I think even one person, if I'm not mistaken, anyone lawyers here? I think one person can make a corporation. So then who owns that? He's 100% owner. But it's not him, it's a figment of his imagination. It's just an entity. He owns 100% of the stocks. The same logic would apply, right? So there it's really taxes the credulity. It doesn't belong to him. He owns 100% of the stock. Yeah, but it's a corporation. So from there, if that's not true, if you're willing to assume the Marashak is right there, it's going to be only a million people. It's the same thing divided by a million. So this is a nice try, but Pashas, it doesn't go. This is number one. Okay. It goes, Shut Mari Halevi Itinga. The next attempt. He's Mekel. Why? Different reason. Referring to a chevra shebo ha-balim, the owners of the stocks, einem ha-menalim shel ha-chevra. L'yesh menalim ha-chem la-chevra. Absentee owner. He's a stockholder. He's busy learning in the curl. Or he's busy dealing in real estate, whatever he's doing. But this is a different company. There's a share in. Kevin ha-bali ha-momon. That Tamanalu amal. The guy, the pakir in the bank, he's the mal. I let him be over. No, not his money. So between the two step here, and therefore it's permissible. This is very, very, very difficult. Chosam Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shlomo and the Simcha of Ches. Toma Harbeil Hetzesh Shalmari Itinga, and he explains why. The Kaim and Shabali have a noyos in Balim Gemura al Nichsei Achera. They are absolute owners. Mabekach she silku atzma milenal bepoel es haasokim ubochem lemenal. So they picked a guy to run the bank, manager. Sof, hakol nasa bishlichusam. Fabi halvog gemura beribis. It's a very good time. It's hard to understand what exactly he means. So, I mean, I have a fellow, I make him with my shliach. And he lends to Rivers, so it's nothing to do with me. I put him in charge of who he can lend to. And to watch out what kind of credit risk you are. What's the difference? He's my shaliach. That's already a second try, which doesn't not doing too well. So now we come to the Shaul Lameshiv. Historically, apparently they say the first one to deal with banks was the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. I don't know the history of banks. When did banks begin? Sometime in the 19th century, as we know them. So the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch asked it. It's Issa Gomer, not to talk about. Issa Gomer. And the Shulchan Aruch said it's Heta Gomer. So one is a complicated, but I'm not going to go into this now. That's a famous Chuvas Rashi. How it's going through this. This. Huh? Okay. Of course, over here, he's calling it from the. He calls it over here from Chuvas Rashi. I'm just reading it from what it says over here. Which there are more quotes in Simon Kuf Samach Sifta Zayin, Ein Shtilat Varavera, Ein Kalavo Yisrael Yisrael, the Pakid is not over because it's not his money. And they all go into Arichus, Rashi said it, didn't mean in this case, because it's the name is the name of the bank. That's what we're not up to yet. That's a very complex issue. Not everyone agrees with that in the first place, and it probably will not be the case that Rashi was describing. That's almost everyone assumes. So that's really difficult to accept. The bank's name is fairish there, and then the bank is owned by Jews, so therefore it's not going to help them. It's a corporation, it's a bank, and therefore even according to this sheet of Rashi, it would be no good. So that's, I'm not even going to go into that right now. More significantly for us is his next remarkable idea. Yesh Breira. Yesh Breira? You know what Breira means. Breira means, you know, literally means retroactive clarification. So we clarify that things will go well for us. What does that mean? Reading again. Ono Omrim. Tekasher bo Yisrael lulos me'a bank. Hamos anitonoslo hein mol shel akum. You and I call it wishful thinking. And he calls it Breira. So we can rely on the fact that it's Yesh Breira. And we can be matter it on this basis.
Hold on.
There have to be non-Jews in the bank. Obviously, not only have to be non-Jews in the bank, but they cannot be. If you take all the Jews who borrowed money from the bank, it can't be more money than all the goyim own in the bank. Which, you know, I'm not an expert in banks these days. I don't know who owns banks, different kinds of banks. Chase Manhattan Bank, that's a big bank. I don't know, I'm not sure if Rockefeller still owns a big chunk. I think it's all public record, am I correct? Are these all?
Stockholders.
Stockholders. So who owns Chase Manhattan Bank? I think it's...
No. Corporation.
What? I don't think anyone owns more than a very small amount of
it. Exactly, I'm saying, but they can figure out, everyone owns it all together. Figure out the Jews, I mean, it's hard to know what the names anymore. But you figure out, if Rockefeller still has probably a pretty big piece, I'm guessing he has something there. I don't know, but all this is his descendants. So I don't know how much Jews are borrowing. That's probably not a public record, but you can make a figure out people who know the business world. So if the Jews borrowing from Chase are not more than the non-Jewish ownership of Chase, which is very likely, because, I mean, you know, in the United States of America, the Jews are still a small number. So it's very likely that that's true. So the Shaul Lameshiv says, it's good. Frek there, but Tarovis ain't Breira. Don't say Breira by Tarovis, but we're talking about this. It's not a case of Breira. Because the Torah is in Tamur and Aflamed Amad Aleph. Kashera Isa, Nola, but Tarovis. Armin and Yesh Breira, Gam b'dover ha-me'urov. I'm sorry?
How did Tosis begin?
Tosis in Mesechta Tzvua Daf Lamed says as follows. Kasher ha-isu nolad b'tarovis, amrinan yesh breira, gam b'dover ha-me'urov. Those words do appear. It's true. The question is, do those words have any relevance in our situation? He quotes a question from the Maharsham. You hold all the Mar. We had Maharam Shik, we had Maharsham, and we have Maharsham. Maharsham is of Sholem Botri Shvadron, Bijan Arov, who also flourished into the beginning of the last century. He was from a different part of Galicia. Now that we're from Hungarian schools. He says like this, it's impossible to say this. Why? Quote, and he quotes many sources to prove this. A taruvus means, you know, we know what taruvus means. You know, treif meat falls into kosher meat, the different things, all kinds of situations of this type. But over here, there's no taruvus. No. The company owns something, whatever the company owns, it owns the building, it owns its own stocks, it owns food, whatever it owns. Whatever it already acquires, everybody acquires prorated. So if I'm a 1% owner of the company and they buy something which is worth $100, $1 of it belongs to me. There's nothing to talk about. He doesn't see what the whole issue even comes up. Rabbi Black, of course, is correct. We talk about Breyer, talk about the Rice, the Rabbana, the Yesh Breyer, but that's already a different story. Fine. So this Teretz is also very difficult, although this is a correct Svar, I believe. This is pointed out by the Baal Nesiva Shalom himself in Oz Lamed Zayin. It says as follows. Nira, the Legabe Mol Sheba Bank, Imochein Yasu Heske Mefurish, Shekasha Yavo Yisrael Lulvos Mea Bank, Tinos and Lo Halva Mimos Nochri, Harezamo, don't do it, prayer. Don't need prayer. I think he's right, but that this is happening, forget about it. This is never going to happen. We're going to go over to Chase and say, hello, Mr. Chase, I want to make an arrangement that whenever someone who's Jewish will walk in, you're going to lend them from the non-Jews' money. We need it for our religious purposes. I cannot imagine it happening, but I think he is correct that if it did happen, I think it would work, but it's pie in the sky. Okay, fine. So we already now have four solutions. The first three don't work, and the fourth one's not going to happen. So we're not doing too well so far. Let's move on a little bit. We skip to what he called here Os Mem, a new head. If the majority of the money belongs to a guy, you apply Bittel Barov. Bittel Barov. Oh, so the obvious question is Mamona Lo Bottle. They call it that from a Nesivis, Sinereish Pei Tess. Now, what does he say there? After Mamon Eino Bottle, Mikol Makom Isur Shiyasodo Bahach Mamon Misbatel. Mamon is not Bottle, but an Isur which will depend upon monetary ownership can be Bottle. What's its proof? I'm sorry.
That's the way he reads that Gemara by
Tchumim. Oh, that's the Gemara. Beit Olam et Chesim et Beis. The Gemara wanted to know we should be Mevatel the Mayim and the Melech with respect to the Isur. In other words, an item cannot be moved past the tchum of its owner. So let's say one guy owns the flour, which is 99% of the bread, but the other tiny percentage of water and of salt belongs to somebody else. It must have to be bottle, so we could be able to move the entire dough according to the tchum of the owner of the flour. Of the worry about the other people's tchum. That's the Gemara which the Nesivus quotes. The moment itself is not bottle. But an Easter, which depends upon Mammon, it can be Batel Barov, and Ribbis, of course, is an Easter. Is it not? I thought Rabbi Bachar mentioned in the opening minute of the first Chabura, why are we doing learning in our Karl supposed to be a Chashid Mishpat Karl? What in the world are we doing learning in Yanim of Ribbis? Of course, the answer is it's Mammon. So the question becomes, why is it in the Yoredeya? So some say, you see, it's an Issa, it's really not Mammon. I'm sure it's going to come up in Chaburus as the year goes on. If you look on the tour doesn't quite say that. The tour says, you know,
Kim Dosni.
That's right. There's really a problem of lending to a goy because that's really Yoredeyadik, like Bishalakim and Pasakim and the Chasnav and Akim and all kind of stuff. And it applies to lending money. And Hov also the other name of Bimilsa. And then he goes on to have that many simonim in the Yoredeya. So they really did belong in the Chashid Mishpat. Whatever it may be. But here's what they quote over here from Rameir Arik, another fairly recent Gadol. These are the ones who will talk about these problems. In the Sefer Minchas Pitim, on the Yoredeya Simon Kuf Samach, who says that the Sivis is only referring to Isur Tchumim, She'eino Isur Mamoni. Not all Isurim are created equal. So, Tchum, which is not a Mammon, is Dika Isur. So then we say Mammon can be Batal. Ach Isur Ribis, who Isur B'Mammon Atzmo. There's no Bittul Berov. And he gives a Mashal. Kishem she also Ligzel Mammon Zeh, Af Leman Di Omar Gezel Akam Is Mutter, because Mu'urav Kan Gam Mammon Yisrael, Kain also Lahavas B'Ribis, even though the money is only a minority. I think it's 100% correct. And although we don't paskin that Gezalakam is Mutu, we paskin Gezalakam is absolutely awesome in our Torah. Nonetheless, there could be an afkaminus. We're not going into all the protim now, but there's the name of Hashavas Aveda and Avkor Salva. We're not going into those protim, but all those discussions, again, not for now in Kamakomo, is only for pure ownership of an Akum. Once it's even a minority of ownership of a Yisrael, it won't. None of those svaros will even apply, and we as we're seeing over here in the Sefer Minchas Pitim. So this is therefore another attempt, which l'chora doesn't work l'chora. It's interesting. The quote over here from Sefer I never heard of before, Divrei Dodim, which was printed in apparently in 1896. So we've had svaras from Hungary and from Poland. Let's have a Litvish Gadol, after all. It's officially Litvish Yeshiva. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. We don't know too many things from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. They say it's famous that he ate on Yom Kippur in public. You know, it's coming up with Shabbos. it was an epidemic. So he was a Gadol, but it was his godless in Torah. Is incalculable. Only as he became a Baal Musa, people forgot about his early career. It was mind-boggling, his godless in Torah. So here they have a svar from Yisrael Salanta, quoted by some of his fathers. Listen to what he said. Although it's true that Mammon is not Batal, that is by Tchumen. Look at the rest. The Eino Bedin, Shem Mammon Shal Yisrael Zeh, Yevatel Mammon Shal Yisrael Acher. All good Jewish owners. One owns flour, one owns oil, one owns salt. But when it comes to Din Ribbis, Shal Yisrael B'Brak B'Mol Shal Yisrael, Im Nisarev Mammon Shal Yisrael B'Mammon Shal Akum. Listen to this now. I mean, again, I don't know if it's Yisrael's words, but they're quoting from him. Nei da Mammon Ein Abotel. Mikomagom Kedushas Yisroel de Bahai Mamona. Interesting phrase. Shapir Butla B'Mammon Akum. Venasa K'Mammon Akum de Sharla Vosa B'Ribis. Wow. Yeah. Whatever. Could we ever said it? It's a quote. You know what I'm saying? It could have gotten lost in translation. I don't know. I'm just letting you know. Rabbi Black is not happy with this principle. I'm saying it's a chiddush, but I think I want to go even further than that. Let's quote a Gadol from Yerushalayim, the author of the Sefer. Yosefus Shalom is also a Talmid Chacham Gadol Ma'od. He thinks the whole discussion doesn't even begin. Why? He says, again, what kind of bittul? We're talking about Mammon of Shutfim, as we mentioned before. All the money belongs to all the people prorated. all the money belongs to all the people, prorated. If money gets lost and the stock goes down, they all lose proportionally. He doesn't see that the whole shaykhus bechlat, nothing to do with anything. I'll read you what he says. I don't see it here. I don't see it there, right? Because I skinned it.
All of these questions you asked, the locker is the truest Pnei Yeshua.
Should Pnei Yeshua?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not our Pnei Yeshua.
Yeah, that's grandpa.
It's, if I'm not mistaken, it's the Shari Shuk Pnei Yeshua. Yeah.
And Achav Shabbat.
Yeah, Achav Shabbat. For example, it was Chomsa Shuk Pnei Yeshua.
Right.
Aren't some of the chayim there matter with rov? Doesn't Mishpura call some of the chayim there matter with rov?
That's true. What I remember, don't throw out my memory, but the Jews play Yeshua, as I remember, it was matter Yesh, Bidrabom, and Yesh Ber. And all this time they supply, and you have to start new things. But it's.
Comes from an early source, right?
Yeah, that's
a, very good. That's a legitimate source, for sure. Okay. I hope the Zeta, I have to look it up.
But
okay.
The way they explain it, the way. Read it, it sounds more or less like home. The way I remember it was a little bit different. But you say, I can say, going Milsu Mafreya, that this was the Chelet of Yen Shutzis, that there's a Kilu they had dissolved the Shutzis when I called them on fire. But it's only the Akum is the best to destroy us, whatever. You have to go back to the Sharichuv, it's only a Kitsu.
So
back
to the originals. Okay, believe that? Well, okay. So we'll have to try to look. Good. This is what he writes. I'm reading what he's his lashon. His shutfas is not a taruvis. Kevan shachelak she Yisrael ena misyachas lemos misuyamos hashen muravos ena dikoros ben amos acheres. Adrabo, kol amos shayachas lekol hashutfim v'miyovdu yavst kolecha lefi chelko. As we mentioned before, we mentioned this a few minutes ago, before, earlier. Therefore, he says as follows: Af legabe tchumin lo ye bittel berov. Im shnayim yiknu kikar b'shutfus, and even if Reuven owns the majority of the kikar, he cannot move it past the sum of Shimon. Tochelko shel Shimon on his ayah, but tochelko shel Reuven elahem shutfim. It's not like beit zedaf lamed ches. There, it's different. There, the mayim and the melech of one person, when this ayah of the kemach of another person, that's a taruvus and bitl berov. Here, you have nothing to talk about. That's an interesting. I think that's a very good svara, if you ask me. Even though it may be against Mael de Zeta, I'm finding out now. So what can I do? I thought it was a good story before I knew about Mael de Zeta. So got a little sakir pun about Mishpat. It sounds like what he's saying is very correct. Okay. So far we're really not doing too well. We're just going through the various opinions. Now, I'm going to set aside for the moment the Sefer Nesilas Sholem and go to a Sefer which by now is already a classic. It's called the Bris Yehuda by Rabbi Bloy of Yerushalayim. And he quotes in Perek Lamed in the Sefer at the end of Ha'ara Mem Gimel. It's quite a lengthy one. I'm just going to quote the very last piece of that Ha'ara as follows. A new tziruf. Mi shirotz a little bit mi bank, yesh od tziruf. This is literally the last few lines. What's the new tziruf? The kevan. I'm in the wrong place. I'm sorry, forgive me. It's a little bit earlier on. Shut marshag. The paragraph that starts the words b'shut marshag and the words b'shut are in big bold letters. Here on page Tav Kuvav. Again, it's the same shuva. You're there, Sim and Gimel, where you ask the kasha we mentioned at the very beginning of the shir. We ask the mamshik. The stakol is not own it, and who owns it? Who owns it? It has to belong to them. The vasha balem and noyer saying, fine. He has a head in the following case. Lahata b'mos shekvahoyu b'halva upro v'shuv chozer umalva. The bank lent it out, got it back, now lends it out a second time. What does that mean? This is in the primitive days of back when they were just lending out money. cash. The nay da lova harishon lava mos yisrael. And if he was a Jew, it was an iser. Mikomako kshepareya v'hapakid hu akum. Okay, so the person who borrowed the money goes to the pakid in the back and gives back, you know, comes in with a wheelbarrow and says, you know, here's my I'm not sure what the currency was in Hungary at the time, whatever it was. Okay. Ein shlichus la'akum. So the Yidlach are not sitting there behind the teller. They're busy making bigger bucks. Whatever. Not bucks, whatever, they were bigger stuff. And they have a guy who would behind the teller taking the money, putting it in his hand. Ve'eino zoche b'mos avur bale hamonios.
Who's he zoche for?
Oh, so I have the same kasha that the Marashag asked against the Maram Shik. I'm asking against him. So who did the money belong to? The guy borrowed it, gave it back to the bank. The bank is owned by, many Jews. They don't own it. Who? The guy owns it? The pakir owns it? I'm sorry? So who owns it right now?
Right now, the one that
the loyalist loans.
The loans are waiting for the Baal Boss to come and pay. Like a kuf. Now he's the kuf standing.
So that's a help. So still, the loaf is a Jew, so it still isn't.
So that is the first loaf.
He's not lending the money. The loaf is not the one who's relending it.
Well, the Lova assumes, like everyone else in the world assumes, that the money belongs to the bank. Only the Marashag assumes maybe differently. The whole world assumes the money belongs to the bank. Oh, exactly. So it came same occurred to me, what happened to Chotzer? Who owned the bank? That the building either belonged to the bank, it was rented by the bank, and presumably each and every member of the corporate, the stockholders, owns the building too, or either rents the building too. So they're going to be koneit through the kinyan of chotzer, I thought. That was in the old days when they came with their attaché cases and they put it down, not as many, when they were counting out the money. Those days still exist. They still go to a bank, they still tell us, and they're still going out with the $100 bills. However, there are many other more sophisticated ways of both borrowing and returning money. Some involving things which as checks, which I'm sure Rabbi Black will speak about sometime before the year is out. No question about that. Or today, it's even more sophisticated than that, with online and this and that.
Electronic
transfer. Things are going through the air. So what happened in that kind of a case? In my opinion,
who's that again?
Rabbi Black may talk about the later during the year. That I can't guarantee. I know checks is for sure is going to talk about. This, I'm not sure. But in my opinion, this I think is a poshutim shah, the bank owns the money. Say, how does the bank own the money? Well, what happened over here? So I thought that the bank owns the money based upon what's happening. And where's the kinyan, you'll ask? What kinyan is there? Where is there a kinyan? So they could be called a kinyan of Situmta or a kinyan of Dina de Malchusa or whatever you want to call it. It seems to me, maybe I'm wrong, that money which is a bank lends out and gets back belongs to the bank. How exactly we get to that result, I'm not really sure myself. But that seems to be to my intuition, the money in fact does belong to the bank. I think that's what all the other posts can assume, save for this Marashag. Was it based on Chotzer in the old days? Today, is cyberspace a Chotzer? I'm not going to go that far. But it's called space. But money, yeah, exactly. Black has a sheet about money also, but I'll let him say his sheet. I don't want to give him full opportunity to make his own presentation. Okay. So, Rabosai, now we come to what I consider to be the more serious discussion. Okay, I'm supposed to end soon, but we still have enough time for this serious discussion. It begins with the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Gimel Siman Aleph. This is cited over here in the Bris Yehuda, in the very next footnote Mem Dalet. He says as follows: Minayos belis chus hatzba'ah, stocks without a voting rights, dinam ki igros chov. They're like creditory notes. It's you don't own it. Mel ein dinam ki ba'alim la'alos b'chesh min rov amiyut. Says Rav Weiss. Remember, he was the Av Bezin of the Rav Abezdin of the Badate the Charedis, of which Rabbi Bloy Shalita is and was a member. Despite that fact, he says, "Lanias Daiti Nira, Shapi Chok Ein Shum Chiluk Beinayim, Ushneim Nolten Ruchelik Berevach V'Gam Behefsid, Ushneim Einim Yicholim Lahotzi Kastam Me'achever Elim Piruka, Masha Ein Kein Beigros Chof, Umasha Ein Lo Tzchus Deya Banholas Achevra, Nira Lanias Daiti Sheinim Begareim Medina Keshutuf, For Em Keshutfim Shehistu Beinayim, Shoechad Yisasti Keros Einov." Vasheni elos chus the sarab ma'isav to the chora lo poga din shutaf imen. It goes back to what Shlomo Zalman said before. What's the difference? Who cares? He has no vote. So what? And the guy who said, you know, you take care of it. I'm the quote silent partner. What's the difference? And then he adds a line, an interesting line in the Bris Yehuda. V'af balei menoyos im schus hatzba eino mishtatrim ba'ofen pa'il b'nihul inyanei achevra. Even those who have the stocks with the right to vote, by and large, are not involved at all in the running of the corporation. So that's why he doesn't like the Minchas Yitzchak. Now we're going to turn our attention again to the Sefer Nesiv Hashem. So what does he do? I told you before, this is Lamed Gimel to Tvu Mem Beis. What we're saying now is in the two, the first and the last, Lamed Gimel, and Mem Beis, he says the same thing more or less two times. Okay. Shut Mesrat Zritzvah, he quotes it. V'chein, but perhaps more significantly, V'chein shamanu me'agrish el yashiv shlit. So what he quotes from Diane Weiss, he also attributes that he heard himself. It's not, say, shame. That's another way of saying it. Shamati Mei, from his mouth. The Yesh Lechalek Inyan Chevas Menoyos Pei Menoyos Sheyesh Meschus Hatzbo Basifus Bale HaMenoyos Stockholders meeting U Bale Menoyos Eli Yecholim Lemanos O Lefater Samanamash Al HaChevra on one hand U Bei Menoyos Asher Ein Behen Schus Hatzbo Shebe Menoyos Elu Datam Hi Havi Bailus Kelusha. These are new phrases now. Bailus Kelusha, a weak ownership. Shalom his hero Torah Bailim Ka'ela Meisa Chometz V'Ribis V'Chayal Teba. He told us in two things, Chometz and Ribis. Then he goes further.
What's the source for such a concept?
That's exactly the problem. But the source is Anoshim G'dolim, G'dolim Torah Mamish, G'dolim Hador. That's the source. You want to know where's in the Gemara? That's a good question. So try to fill in a little blank. Okay. Now, even in some corporations that call HaMenoyos is Shavos, nonetheless, Mikubalu, Sheyesh Bale Menoyos HaMishtatim Bepoyol Basifos Hu Misnagim Kabailim.
Yeah.
Vyesh Bale Menoyos, Asher Eina Misanyanim Klal Banasa Betoch HaChevra, Vinishtatu Rak Amanasa Kabal Revochim. Vyefshar, Shem konok sach muat shom menoyos, ba'ofen she'ein ze shchiach klal she'is arev b'niul achevra, hare ze dome l'menoyos she'ein b'em schus hatzbo. He turned the Bris Yehuda on its head. The Bris Yehuda said, and don't tell me that it's mutter in the case we have no schus to vote, because even if you have a schus to vote, you're dealing with running the business anyway. He turns it around. That's just the way a dying vice is mat that we have no schus to vote. It's like a mutter. If you have a schus to vote, because you're not, you exercise the schus as a minimal schus, makes it insignificant, and forget about it. But where's it come from? Where's the heter? Yeah.
He doesn't understand. Whether it's right or wrong, it's
right.
If you give somebody a loan in perpetuity, he's a balfour. Talking about preferred stock. Preferred stock, they are categorizing as a new kind of bondholder. I don't own anything. I give you what I give you, and you owe me whatever we agreed upon as the dividend, 5% a year, 10% a year. Yes, cumulative, not cumulative, but basically what I did is I gave you a footing.
If it's a chov, I'm no question.
That's the chiddush is they call it.
Okay, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm not discussing. I'm talking about a plain case with not a chov. Now here, hold on. V'shora shehetze b'menayos elu lechora. Here's a big lechora. Me'ein asvara shel mari itinga hana. Although you have a shutfus, you're not a bound in the Torah, right? And v'chein shamanu. B'shem agrisha shlita of a yoshiv, shemitam ze, shemikaredin data shemikaredin ef shaleso knias menoyos, av shachever mechalelos shabbos, hol ve'ein kan bailus kavura shelo, v'gam einu agoram lekach shichalo hasa shabbos. I don't get it. You know, he thought it was pilei ploer. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman thought it was impossible. He just made a shliach. So we're not finished yet. Because first he said something about bailus kalusha. To me, that's not the same at all as mari'it. I think it's the two different things that I'll explain momentarily. But before explaining, I want to read one more quote from Sivkotin Mem Beis. As the poskim is manenu hold as follows. If it's b'shlitas Yehudim or b'shlitas b'shutefel Yehudim v'goyim, there's no head. That's the postmanship is my name. Achim rov ha-menoyos v'ashlito hem shol gogoyim el sheyesh gam bali menoyos Yehudim asher einam es arvim klal b'niyo l'achevra mikilim tvei shol olahachshiv chelek zeh shol menoyos shkushut v'shukumor shol Yisrael linyan isu Torah. Hold on, not finished yet. Chen shamanim yagrishol yashiv shlita. Again. The punchline is still coming. Ein akavana, that's a mol salvo. No, it's not the pshat at all. What's the kavana? I read it again. Even though he's a shutuf, and that's why he gets profit, or takes a loss. Baluso zu he balus rofefes. I love these synonyms. First we had balus kalusha. Now we have balus rofefes. You can, if you want to, just distinguish between those two terms. Feel free. Belis chus shlita klal. The word shlita here is shin lamad yud tes hey. All right, everything else is a shlita with an aleph. There's a shlita. He has no shlita. I think that's a very important term. I'll come back to it. V'al balus kazulo itila atori surim. Vein donem also kemilva olo kemavla olo beribis. V'chein nota agrishol yashav shlita loma. U'mehay taima daito. Ten tzorach lochosh mikir adin b'minoyo shal hachever mechalel shabbos. V'chein korav adov aloma deni isu b'chometz v'pesach av sheyesh b'bailas acher v'chometz. Here's the punchline. U'ledvorov ha-heter ha-zeh ne'mar gam b'chevro shehi fill in the blank b'balas Yehudim. Don't do it again. I have nothing to say about this company. Why must the other party be a goy? For after Amrina de Balma Hamanaya, who shoot the Pechever, who not the Chelber of Achel, the Komakom ain't lo din Balam in his Torah. Before we go any further, we have to go to Rabbi Yoshev and hear from his mouth, from his pen, because this is even bigger Chiddush. So, now we're going to close the Sefer, and we already close the Sefer, and go to Kovitz Chuvis for Rabbi Yoshev. Okay. This is in Chela Gimel, Simon Kuf Chav Dalet, a Shuva to Rav Feivel Cohen. And by the way, speaking of Hagoyin Rav Feivel Cohen Shlita, his son, Hagoyin Rav Binyamin Cohen Shlita, the Valdik Asfaram Chokol Chelkas Binyamin, and he discusses all this at the very, very beginning of the Sefer. It's right over here in page Beis and Gimel. Can't get much earlier than that. And that's where it really belongs. That's where the first time the word Goy is mentioned. It's a company. What do you do with a company? Very beautiful brief analysis. And he quotes a sefer which I haven't seen yet. And I just feel bad I haven't seen it because I don't have the sefer. The sefer called Tom Ribbis. I don't know if anyone has the Tom Ribbis. Anybody have it? So in the Tom Ribbis is a Kitzer Dine Ribbis, apparently by Rav Sternbuch, who also is quoted as saying the same thing. But again, I haven't seen it inside. Perek Aleph Sif Beis and Gimel. I don't know what's there. It's probably brief. Okay. It's probably brief. I don't think it's a little brief. brief, right? So I'm guessing as its name implies, it's an accurate title, Kitzur. So this is a question which Rav Feivel Cohen Shlita asked Rav Yoshev. This is going back 10 years. Toshin Samach Aleph. We're already holding Toshin Ayin Aleph. Okay. B'mikre v'yesh lebali ha-menoyos z'chus atzbo b'nyane ha-bank. Aval hu z'chus mugbol ha-z'chus ha-zehu rak livchor b'chever ha-anhola shal ha-bank lez esman mesuyim. Zul ha-zeh ein lem deya b'anhola sa bank. Haim choshev bali ha-menoyos k'baylem shal ha-esek. This is the question. So Rabbi Yosha writes as follows. The first line is the most important line. Milsa de pshitahi. The habalim heim ele she'etzlam rov hamanoyos. That's the first line. Milsa de pshitahi. I have a question. If there's one person who has the rov hamanoyos, I can understand. He is the balim. When you talk about Eile she'etzlam rov ha-menoyos, if no one has a majority, so it's like a puzzle. Who are those who are etzlam rov ha-menoyos? You can take any group, you know, and get a majority. If there are, I don't know, 1,000 owners, you know, each has a different percentage, so you just add it up. It's like a coalition in the government. You know, you add up, he has one vote, two votes. You can, any quilt of different ownerships will lead to a 51% result.
No, we're just looking at Jews and non-Jews.
Oh, okay. So therefore you're saying as follows. If non-Jews have 51%, so they are the owners. That's what you're suggesting, Pshat. Could be. He says it's Pshat. And what's a source? One source and one source only. Not Shas, not a Rambam, not a Rishon, not a classical, you know, Kadman and Achronim. Halom Ra'isi Shekvah Horazokim. Fami. Igris Moshe Evan Ezer Chelik Aleph Simon Zayin. You know, who knows those old Yitzchubas? He's Evan Ezer. The last paragraph is a total digression. Benogeli and Shabbos. Vizel Shonom. He quotes it verbatim. But of course, I brought the original. Here it is. To see Evan Ezer Chelik Aleph Simon Zion towards the end of the tshuva. I'll read you from the beginning. Uvidvar, he's going to quote part of it. Likach shares mi companies she'osim malacha mischa b'shabbes hochazina shenis pashet leheter. That's for sure. By the time Rav Moshe wrote this tshuva, it was 1960. Everyone's investing in the stock market. Everything you buy in the stock market is open on Shabbos. So obviously he's telling the meaning is everyone's doing it. Now the question is why they're doing it. Vatam poshut. Again, he used the word poshut. Right? This is exactly the word pshita that Rav Yoshev used, and he quotes Rav Moshe used the word poshut. Why? What's poshut? Quote: She'ein lahachshiv es hakonim shares shurak mashu mehamischar. She'ein lahem shum dea behamischar. These such individuals cannot be, it's pashut, they are not what? Lebailim. They're not called Bailim. They're not called Bailim. You just said it. Didn't quote it right, you just said it. Shalal dami l'shutfus b'miktas sheyesh lehem deo kebalim.
Because
Yasha knows how to quote selectively. That's so far the direct quote. Rav Yasha skips over something. We'll come back to what he skips in a minute. And he says this again, the direct quote. Umasha lefitznoi haskama yesh lebalei hashares deya lebchiras president. Alright. He skipped a few lines, we'll come back to. Hurak petumi mili bialma. Kila maise. He has the word mashirin. Rav Yosha quoted as mashirin. Laatzman yoser meharov. Shelo shayach sheyomru dea bezeh. What does that mean?
it's insignificant.
Who is Mishael La'atzman Rov? Who? Who? The same question I asked before. Who? If one person owns the majority of the company, I understand that. But other than that, who is Mishael?
The collective Jews are Mishael and the collective Goyim.
Again, Rav Moshe doesn't even make a word about who owns the company.
It doesn't matter.
Jews, Goyim, probably should. Shouldn't matter.
If there's 2% Jews who are voting, they leave over the other 98% for the other people to run the company and to keep it open on Shabbos or whatever they're doing.
No, but I'm asking. He's the Mashiach in the other direction. They keep for themselves 51% interest, so therefore they're in control. Everyone else, go jump in the lake. Right. But what happens today when 51% control is not as common as it used to be? So again, I'm just telling you what's printed over here. Rav Yoshe was writing, you know, many years after Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe wrote Tavshin Chof. He's writing Tavshin Samach Aleph 41 years later. These are people who know what's going on in the world. I think these are not people who are, I don't know, I don't know what's going on so much in the world of stocks. And but these people who wrote Shuvas must know what's going on a little bit. So I'm just, who's in charge? So who is in charge? Again, if one person has 51%, I understand this completely. I understand it. I no guarantee it's right, but I understand it. But if no one has 51%, it becomes a little bit more complex. So the answer, I believe, is, well, she gives the answer, but the answer is problematic to me. This is where Moshe writes. He said, first of all, he says like this, V'afim yesh gam Yehudim ba'abaylim, could be Jewish ownership, ein lahachshim maseyeh v'aveira, Shamiska Yasu Gam Chalo Yikna shares me, Kilochos Mishikna shares. Vakona Konrakotomas Atzmo. Vulachain Aimbaz Ashum Yisur. Vashanog and Harab Ne Odom. Vafure Chait Liknos. Avo Vada. It's the last sentence, which is an amazing sentence. And so far, if the majority controls it, so as long as I'm not a majority, it's no problem, right? That's what should emerge, yeah? Avo Vada Liknos Mida Maruba Kolkach. Which is this magic yischashu is. Again, if it's a majority ownership, I can hear it. Yesh lesser after factory or mischa shalakum. Kevin shall hisnu kamosh tzricha lahasas abarabara. So if you have enough of a share that they'll consider your opinion, then yesh lesser. I really don't quite grasp it. If somebody has 51% and I have even 49%, so what? You can just ignore me completely. If no one has 51%, okay, so then I can understand where Moshe is coming from. So if no one has 51%, so then there's a so-called majority, some kind of coalition that exists, and if I'm a big enough player and I take me into account, so then it's also, to go back to my politics of coalition precedent, if you need in the Knesset of Israel, you need 61 votes, and you have a couple of parties, and each one has 40, one has 15, one has 10. If one has one, they're not so concerned. Even that one vote can make a difference in some particular situation. That's along these lines where Moshe is going. It's a very, very big chiddush. It's a very big chiddush. Again, I don't know exactly how to even define it. I'm sorry? Kill the Shabbos, right? Yeah, I'm going to come to that in a minute. There's another few lines, please, that Rabbi Yoshev skipped on purpose. I mean, it's clear he quoted it, and he says, Ayin Sham She'erich. We didn't know that he skipped. Talk about the person who buys a share. Ve'eino rotza liknos klum ba'amischor, elu rak kona rebach ve'hefseid, she'ye ba'amischor lefisach kach ve'kach shekona. Rabbi Yoshe left it out. He held that it doesn't matter what your intention is. The only way for you to make profit on this company is to buy the share. I don't care what your intention is. It doesn't matter davar shelo baliola, what you're buying. First of all, if it's shelo baliola, you're buying what the company owns. Company owns things. They own chafotzim. I mean, Black likes to call them widgets. don't know what that means exactly. But but so they own something, they'll own cars, they'll own food, they'll own something. They own something around them. So whatever they own, they own. So I don't see why it should be a double shalom aliyolim. Whatever, it seems to me Rabbi Eliyahu left it out because he didn't hold from this particular part of the tshuva and Rabbi Moshe. I'm sure Rabbi Moshe also meant it, you know, as an independent consideration. He just sort of threw it in. And even if they call it only Medina Medina, so you call it Medina Medina. You are calling it. That's the Dina de Malchus. That's the Minigam, that's the Situpta, whatever you want to call it. I'm just letting you know. So now, before trying to justify this, I want to make a distinction which Rabbi Blech may have been alluding to. It seems to me it's much easier to be Mekel by Shabbos and even by Chometz than by Ribbis. I'm going to explain to you why Shabbos and why Chometz. What's the issue by Shabbos? What did I do wrong? What did I do? Lo sasa kol malocha. I didn't do anything. Elamai, that I'm viewed as telling them what to do. That's what we saw that expression used before. I didn't tell them what to do. So since I didn't tell them what to do, and truth, I can't even tell them what to do. So what they're doing has nothing to do with me. If I scream Shabbos, they'll do it anyway. You're a crazy stockholder screaming out Shabbos. He wants General Motors to close down on Shabbos. Crazy person. So they have nothing to say. Since I have nothing to say, that's matzal me from any Yisrael of Amira when it comes to Shabbos. No, Amira l'nochish for us. What about Schar Shabbos? Schar Shabbos and numerous Eterim have laws and all kinds of things. So they have to, Shabbos, I think, is the easiest. If you ask me, it's the easiest. What about Chometz? Even Chometz is a little bit, is not as hard. Why? She was going to Pesachim this year. So when it comes to Chometz, Rabbi Yossi, if you look in the Rishonim, based on a Pesach and Chumash, Bibboteichem, right? Which the Rosh talks about according to Mechilta, that the only time in Israel of Bayerol, Bayamotze, it was Bibboteichem. What does Bibboteichem mean? In your house. What if it's outside? We know what the word Bibboteichem means. That's the Rishonim spelling it explicitly. As the Gemara has it elsewhere, Ma beso shalo af kol shalo, Ma beso birshuso af kol birshuso. I believe that's the key. Af kol birshuso. Birshus means under your control. If someone steals, that's a classic, if someone steals it from me. If someone steals it from me, it's still shali, but it's not birshusi. I don't have any control over it. Balamor, or the Ramban, the particulars, but they, that's what it means. It's not in my control. If it's not in my control, I cannot be makdish or makne. Why? Because it's a shortcoming in my bialos. For me to be makdish, it has to be in my bialos. Of course, if it's not mine, since I'm not a bialos at all. But if it's shali, but not brishusi, that's a shortcoming in my bialos, and therefore there's no bayiro bayimotze, because it's not b'batechem. I think that that's the head that people are using when it comes to stocks which they own come Pesach time. So some firms say you should sell your stocks. In my opinion, that sale is invalid. It's invalid. I own stocks in the corporation. So I have my stock certificate, and there are all kinds of rules and regulations of the SEC, and I'm going to sell all my stocks to John Brown, and I'll put it on a piece of paper. I own a stock in General Foods, and I want you to now, General Mills, to now belong to you. I just don't think it works. I don't think we have the kalim to make it work. I don't think so. I thought the only hetter is faketa. You don't need the sale. And the only hetter would be, presumably, because it's a what? It's a dove shena b'shuso, because you have no control over it. What does that mean, no control over it? I'm a major owner. I own 100 shares. I don't know what that means even. I go into the factory somewhere in the Midwest with my 100 shares and say, give me a box of Cheerios. My dear friend, go next door, there's a grocery store, and spend $3 and buy a box. What do you mean? I have a stock, I own 100 boxes of Cheerios. Sorry, not gonna. The means is, it's Ena B'Shuso. You cannot access it. If you cannot access it, therefore it's Ena B'Shuso. If it's Ena B'Shuso, it's presumably, according to this opinion, not a violation of the Yisrael by at all. Now I want to just finish the Chabura and say that I believe, that's exactly what these Gedolim mean when they talk about Balas Kalusha or Balas Rofefes. It is a Balas, but because it's weak, because it's shaky, these Gedolei Torah assume that just like as we just try to suggest, there's no Yisur Bayuah by Yemotze, because it's not enough of a not Bebotechem, it's not Brishuso, so too this kind of weak Bailus that will not involve you in an Yisur of Ribbis either. It's an extra jump. I'm the first to admit it. Maybe a leap of faith. But it seems to me that's the only way that I can describe this opinion rationally based on a Gemara. You have to have a Gemara. You can't just make things up out of your sleeve. There has to be a Gemara. So they asked me, what's Klusha? What's your family? Where does it come from? So maybe I'm making a suggestion. It comes, whether these Gedolim said it or they meant it, or maybe we explained what they should have said, or could have said, or might have said, that we have this concept that if it's Eino B'Shuso, it's Chasaron in your Bailus. That's why you cannot be Makashim. That's why it's not considered B'Botechem, it's not B'Beso, it's not B'Shuso. And that's why we said what we suggest there's no Bayroh by Yamatze. Perhaps these Gedolim are of the opinion, for that self same reason, there's no Iser of Ribbis, even though it's yours. And it doesn't belong to anybody else. We don't believe in a new entity called a corporation. And all those other svaras are very weak. It belongs to the shareholders. Yes, it's Shelahem. But it's Eino B'Shusa. Why is this different than the Mari Itig that we spoke about before? The answer is as follows. And why is it different than every other Shutfus? The answer is as follows. I think what's unique about a corporation is not the fact that it's limited liability. No. That's an irrelevancy. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in one direction. The Marashag also suggested if the corporation is borrowed, that's a question. There's no shibud haguf. Very shver. I imagine it'll be spoken about in some future chabur. It's like a different part. The fact that it's limited liability is not even the point. It's not the point. The point is as follows. In typical shudfasin, and it's not, I don't have the time now to go into all of the halachas right now, but in typical shudfasin, there are two ways that a person has access to his portion. One is v'zgeish b'chadei chaluka, so you ask for a chaluka. And one is if it's ein b'chadei chaluka, so there's good or good. There's a ganz in the sukkahs about it. A ganz in the siman shulchan aruch kufay and vav and choshen mishpat. All kinds of dinim. So for this reason, a typical shutfus that was a classical shutfus which always existed since time immemorial. No one said that if I'm a minority owner, it's considered to be Eino B'Shusi, because really in some sense it is, my portion is B'Shusi. Why is it B'Shusi? It's Kadei Chalukah, we own, you know, a million boxes of Cheerios, so in the old-fashioned partnership, so if I'm a X percent owner, so I own a box of Cheerios, and I'll go, so give me the box, yeah, I own a portion, give me one box. So it's accessible to me, it's considered to be B'Shusi. And if it's something which is Eino B'Kadei Chalukah, so you have to worry about it, good or ugly. You have to, it's complicated, you know, with a building, with this stuff. Okay, but there are dinim. In theory, if I bid high enough, I could get the building too. Because of whatever other item that exists that we own portions of, because, you know, it depends on how high the bid is. I'm not going to the problem of good or ugly right now. Fine. Contrast that to our corporations. Not the pshat, as the Mari Itzig said, that I'm an absentee owner. And I'm giving over the running of the company to somebody else. That's irrelevant. As Shlomo Zalman correctly said, that's not that they're as my shliach. That's a complete irrelevancy. A different word. From the moment I bought a stock, a share in the corporation, there's a tanai, which is understood in the original purchase that I'm making, that I cannot get my hands on any of the schar. Nothing. Can't get it. In that kind of case, we ain't a b'shusa. That's what Rebbe Yoshua was quoted as saying. No difference if it's owned by Jews or owned by Goyim. He said it because it's a balas rofefes or klusha, whatever term he means.
I know, he's talking about corporations, whatever.
Again, so Rabbi Blach is asking me a very pointed question. If it's a corporation, mitzad, it's either an independent entity or mitzad, it's a limited liability, then it has to be a corporation. But if it's none of those, but rather if they call the balas real febis and kalusha, if my theory is right, then it would have to apply even if it's not Bei Ravon Mugbal. Even would not be officially a corporation. Look, I would go that far, because why should I stick my neck out? But it seems to me that that's the only way we can justify this concept of Balis Rofefes or Balis Kalusha. I don't know another way how to really understand. Not at all the same as the Maritiga. There, it's mine. I'm just an absentee. I'm busy doing something else. At any moment, I can fire the Manal and take it over myself and take it, put it all in my pocket. Whatever the scar there is, I just take it, sell it off, eat it, whatever I want. That's Bishusi. Here, can't do that.
Do Ramesha say, what did Lashon Rav? Ramesha said last night, or he said he's not the Bailam? How did Ramesha say it?
Ramesha said like this. Ein lahachshiv esakonim sheres shurak mashu me'amischer shen lem shuvdeh b'mischer after in chelkem lebailam. It's not called the Bailam. So who is the Bailam? I'm asking you, who is the Bailam? Somebody has to be the Bailam. It's not like shutfim, etc. We have das, whatever it is. I want to put one, I'm not sure what any of these people mean. I'm the first to admit it. I'm trying to figure it out. Rav Moshe didn't use the modern Hebrew words of rofefes or klusha. That wasn't Rav Moshe's sprach. But
you didn't mean the guy does.
But I'm the law, the associative law. Rabbi Yashiv in the Sefer quotes Rav Moshe. Rabbi Gelber in his Sefer quotes Rabbi Yashiv. And then they're using these words, so they mean something. I don't know what exactly they mean. I'm giving a suggestion what it means. The fact that it may apply to all Jews, that's not, I didn't say it myself. That's already printed here in the same Nesiv Shalom. Either he heard it from Rabbi Yashiv. That's what it sounds like. The Dvarav sounds like he heard it from him. I can call up and find out if he heard it from him or not. Rabbi Blach asked what if it's not incorporated. I don't see what the magic of the word corporation means. I don't see the magic. Maybe there is a magic. I'm missing something. Perhaps. I'm not going to go out any farther on the limb than I have to. This is far enough out of this limb. One final Nakuda. Two final Nakudas. The first is, if this far is correct, at first glance, even the guy who has a significant holding should also be by this Klusha. That's what Rabbi Yashiv said. Depends upon the majority. He didn't go and say, Rav Moshe's hold Ivri. Skip that hold Ivri if I have enough. I don't think Rabbi Yashiv would necessarily hold from that. That's A. But B, this is a question which requires a banker. I have a banker in my shul. I'm not yet sure of the facts. I haven't got a chance to ask him this question. One has to be certain that a bank fits into this category of a corporation. In other words, we like to think about corporations that sell cars and they sell food and they sell all kinds of other things. So they're owning all kinds of things that I can't access it. Sometimes people think in their minds, a bank all has its money. If a bank only has money, so I have access to my money. I can just take the money out. Right? But in my view, that's not the real case. A bank owns what they own. We should only own what they own. They're owning buildings and they own. Huh?
No, it's their own.
Oh, so if a person owns stock in a bank, it's the same, cannot get access. I'm saying, if all a bank held was money, like some of the old banks, they just have money, just have bills, that's all they have. Can't get that money, but you can sell your shares, you can get different dollar bills. But my little knowledge tells me that banks are owning now, they're companies. Huh?
They're corporations,
like the other corporations. Huh?
Banks don't own anything besides their real estate. They don't know the way banks.
Different types of banks also.
They don't buy more shopping malls and run them.
It's what the banks own.
Banks own money.
That's what I was afraid of.
It's irrelevant to your point, it's irrelevant.
Okay, good. It's irrelevant, it's good. Okay. That means why I was a little bit unsure what you're saying, because if all banks own this money, and I can sell my stock and get money, so I can get money.
No, it's different.
Different money, I understand, but
coming out from the same people.
The money that you have,
right?
Bank,
I understand.
You're getting somebody else who's paid you the school.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but if all the banks own this money, it's a different person. Okay.
If every shareholder could do this, then the bank would enforce the bank.
Yeah.
They all got together.
Right. Lamaisa,
they
came. Right. Okay, good. I hear what you're saying. Good. Rabbi, my time is up. I want to wish everyone a Gemach Sima Tova. A last note of order. Who's saying the first Chabura after Sukkot? Is there a volunteer?